Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Today is February the 19th, 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing today? Today we have a fantastic show for you. Today we are going to talk about why you should strike out, stop dreaming, and take action. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put my coach hat on. I'm going to talk to you like we are in a sport. And we are in a sport, and it's called the game of life. Okay, ladies and gentlemen? And now, you are the player. I'm the coach. We're going to have a discussion. We're going to talk about why you need to take action. The rules of taking action, the motivation. We need you to take action. We need you to go. We need you to grow. We need you to be the entrepreneur that you want to be. We need you to be, greatness is already in you, and we need you to step up and accept the greatness that you already have inside of you. Okay. And today we're going to discuss that. Now, it's easier to be a baby, okay? And the reason why I say this, it is easier to be a baby. It is hard to raise a baby, but it's easier to be a baby. And a lot of times, the reason why people want to stay babies, and what I mean stay babies, I don't mean physically. I mean mentally, okay? And the reason why they want to stay babies is because they don't want to change. They don't want to grow. To grow, you have to learn new things. To grow, you have to kill old habits. To grow, you have to, you know, disassociate sometimes from people that you might have known, you know, or sometimes you just outgrow people. There's a variety of things that you must do in order for you to grow. You know, you must gain knowledge. You gain wisdom. You shed old ways, you pick up new ways, you know. You do things that are out of the ordinary, you do things that are not, you know, you don't go to the it might be a Saturday night and you have an hour to write, you know, and instead of you going out drinking with your friends, you're like, hey, I gotta stay home, I gotta write because I need to finish this. I wanna finish this, you know. There are things that we all must do in order for us to mature, in order for us to be great. And there are things that people just don't want to do, plain and simple, you know. I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I was working. I did not watch the Super Bowl. It's not a big deal. I didn't think nothing about it. Somebody told me, you know, they said, hey, man, you missed the Super Bowl. It was a great game. And, you know, Beyonce has a new album coming out. And yada, yada, yada. None of that means a hill of beans to me. And that's okay. And if somebody wants to be like that, that's great. But for you, you're listening to this podcast. You listen to this podcast, whether it be now, 2024, 2025, 2026. If you're listening to this episode, you have come here for a reason. You have come because you want to do things that are different. You want to do things that are different in life. You want to do something different than what you're doing now. You want to grow. You want to elevate. You want to be motivated. You are looking for greatness. And like I told you, it's already in you, but you have to realize that, and you have to say, you have to step into your greatness. So that's what we're here to do. And if you're listening to this podcast, you are ahead of the curve, you know, because I say that because this podcast is not popular. It probably never will be, because we talk about marketing, we talk about motivation, we talk about being entrepreneurs, and we don't talk about, I'm not going to sit here, take pictures, and glamorize the world of being an entrepreneur. There's nothing glamorous about it. People do that for social media clout. We're not here for social media clout. We're not here for that BS. We're not here for that garbage. We're here to talk to you about why you should step into your greatness. And a lot of times it's easier to be a baby. It's easier to collect a paycheck from a job, go home, watch TV, you know, cuddle up with the one you love. Trust me, it's a lot easier to wait, depend on another income, you know. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with having a job, but I'm just saying a lot of times, a lot of jobs is just like, you're not happy, you know. You're underpaid, you're overworked. I get it. I've been there. I've done that, you know. I remember when I was younger, I was making $8 an hour, and I was humping boxes of chicken. I mean humping, you know, putting them on the pallet. It was hard work. It was hard. It was back-breaking, and I was vastly underpaid. And I just said, it got to be something better than this. It's got to be more to life than that, you know. And so I said, man, I got to find something to do. And I started driving trucks. And even that, and after a while, you know, it got kind of like, you know. But at some point, we've all been there. We've all done that. But at some point, it's like, all right, there's no reason to complain. There's no reason to gripe about it, to moan about it. There's only one thing you can do, and that is change it. If you don't like your situation, change it. You're not a tree. You can easily become something that you want to be, you know? Whether it be a painter, a writer, you know, you want to own a McDonald's franchise, you want to, you know, run a Chick-fil-A. There's a lot of things that you can do now that you're not doing. And we are here to talk about that today. And so, a lot of people, they want to stay a baby. You know, they want to work 40 hours. I got a brother. He wants to be a baby. He works his 40 hours. He goes home. I ask him, you know, on Saturdays, what are you doing, man? Man, I'm just sitting here, you know, watching TV, playing video games. So he plays video games. He'll wake on Monday. He'll say, man, I got to go another 5 days so I can get a couple of days off. And he will complain about his money, lack of money, no money. They not paying me enough, you know. And it's not, and a job is not, gonna pay you what you think you're worth. Listen, we all think we're worth $1 billion, you know. Don't get me wrong. Some of you probably are, but ain't no job gonna pay you like that. I was delivering a load. Guy told me, he said, they made $800,000 over here during Christmas. And you think I saw any of that money? Of course you ain't gonna see none of that money, man. You don't own a business. You just work here. They're not gonna pay you. They're gonna pay you a little percentage. And so, you know, if you never do anything about it, if you are content, like I told you, if you're content, hey, that's great. But we ain't talking about you. We're talking about the people that complain and do nothing. The fence straddlers, you know. Even God doesn't. God wants people hot. God wants people hot for him or cold for him. God don't like the lukewarm, you know. Even God said he spews a lukewarm out of his mouth. And that means, you know, if you're straddling the fence, I'm working, but, you know, I'm working on this. I'm working on that, you know. Are you working on it, or are you playing like you own a business? You play like you run a business, you know. You either run a business or you don't, you know. And when you run a business, we know you run a business because you are in there. You are in the trenches. You are doing the things that are necessary to do. You know, you might not make money every day. I mean, you know, we all know that. But you are doing the things that are necessary. You are going forward. You know, you're not standing neutral, spinning your wheels. You're not being a whiny baby. You know, you're doing something about it. And so, you want to take action every day. There's always something new that you can do. Every day, all day, to take action, to move forward, to go ahead, to move forward in life, to move forward in your business, to move forward in your work, you know? You take action every day. You take action every day, whether it be, I don't care, if you do YouTube every day, make a video every day. If you got 5 minutes, make a 5-minute video. If you got 10 minutes, make a 10-minute video. however many minutes you got, if all you can do is get the phone, pull it out, shoot the video, you know, do that. You know, there's always, if there's a will, there's a way. I was gonna write on my computer yesterday. The computer died out. I looked for my charger, can't find my charger. I said, you know, my charger's not here, so I just had to get my phone and start writing. And I wrote out what I needed to write out. If there's a will, there's a way. There's just take action, you know. Don't be a baby. You know, that's just the main thing in this episode. Don't be a baby. Don't cry, don't whine, don't stay in the same spot, you know, don't wait. You know, everybody has ideas. Ideas come and ideas go, you know. There's a lot of people that have ideas and a lot of people do nothing about the ideas. But for you, if you have an idea, write it down quickly. Figure it out. Say, you know, what am I gonna do? And do it, you know. Remember I had like 20 ideas for t-shirts. I wrote down a couple of them. I wrote down all of them. I still got all of them. And then I said, you know what? I need to try to see how I can make this work. I wrote down the t-shirt ideas. I said, which ones do I like the best? We're going to do the first two. I wrote down one, went to Upwork. Both of them went to Upwork. Got two different people to design the shirt how I thought it would be. They sent it back. One sent it back. I didn't like it. I wrote her again. She wrote me back. Boom. We got a t-shirt. Boom. Got another t-shirt. You know, I used to be somebody that would have an idea, think about it, never do nothing about it either. So I'm talking to you from firsthand experience, but we don't do that anymore. We come up with an idea. We aim, fire, we shoot. Boom. We go. Now, you can do the same. I want you to do the same because you owe it to yourself to be as great as you can be. And it's not about the money, because the greater things you do, the money will be there. So let's say you want to write a book. You write a book. The book might not sell as well as you hope. You come back. You can revise the book or you can write another book. The point is, the more books you write, the more times you write them, there's a great chance that a book will strike. It will resonate with people and you will go forward. And then what's crazy is people will always come back and buy the stuff that they didn't buy the first time. You know, it's not about, oh man, I didn't do a million on the first album, you know. Let's say you do music, you know. If you don't sell a million records on the first album, that's okay. You know, everybody ain't Jewel. Everybody don't come out the gate first album and do big numbers. You know, it doesn't happen to everybody, but that's okay. But the point is, you did it. You created an album, and people will come back. You know, of course you know. Market yourself and all that good stuff, but people will come back. They will find the album. You know, we've done 700 episodes of this podcast. People come back. They find old episodes. They come back. They see old episodes. They download them. You know, they like them. They download them. They like them. They download them. You know, every now and then I get a message from somebody. Oh man, the podcast. Where has this been? You know, blah 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 blah. Because it's there. I come. I do it on a regular basis. I come back. You know. This podcast, I remember the first time I did it, I thought I would get a million views. I was a dummy. A million downloads. I didn't get a million downloads. I got zero downloads. And for 6 months, I was like, ah, man. But I came back. I said, you know what? It don't matter. We're going to upload these every day, all day, every day. And we've been doing that for the last 3 years. And, you know, I've exceeded the goals, okay? And so, I'm just here to tell you, you know, action speaks loudest. You know, I say that for a reason. You don't want to spend all day dreaming, you know? You don't want to spend all day dreaming. You want to get out of the fantasy land and live the life that you really want to live. And there's ways to do that. There's ways to obtain that. And if you just sit, if you sit, and you think about it, and you really focus on what you want to do, and you focus on it for like, you know, 6 months, 3 months, 9 months, a year, you really focus on what you want to do, I guarantee you, you'll get out of there faster than what you thought, you know? Really focus, not just like play around, tinker around, but really focus. You really want to write, you really want a podcast, you really want a YouTube, you really want to start a business, you really want to make sales. The more you focus, the more you study it, the better you, the more you take action, the better off you will do it, you know? Read the book, but while you're reading the book, apply what you're reading, you know? Apply what you are learning, you know? Apply what you are doing. You know, you got a gift, you know? God has given us all gifts, you know? It's up to us to use them, you know? Figure out what you want to do. Figure out what you're good at. Figure out what you want to do and go do it. Take action, you know? You want to ride around in an RV? Figure out how am I going to buy this RV? What kind of work am I going to do so I can drive around in an RV, relax, and still have enough time to enjoy myself, enjoy my life, you know? There's nothing on this earth that we can't do when we apply ourselves, you know? It's going to take some work. It's going to be a struggle. I get that. But the beautiful thing is, you're going to come out clean on the other side, as the great Morgan Freeman said about Andy Dufresne when he escaped from Shawshank. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, coach has talked to you. I need you to go out. I need you to figure out what you want to do, figure out how you're going to do it, and I want you to take action. And I want you to email me after you take all the action. Email me, tony@tonyrisano.com. Email me. I want to hear from you, okay? Listen and subscribe. Do all that good stuff. Go to Apple. Go to Spotify. Wherever you listen to podcasts. Send this to a friend who needs to take action as well. Send this to everybody, okay? If you don't listen to no other episode, listen to this one. I'm telling you, we all have greatness in us. We all can do great things, you know? Strive to be the best, all right? With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. And as always, everybody, God bless and peace.